I found a really cool resource that I wanted to share with you today.
Oh, I love resources.
PBS, Public Broadcasting System, famous home of Sesame Street, and I don't know, Caillou? What else does PBS have these days?
No, wait, was Caillou on PBS?
Maybe not.
I know Arthur was on PBS.
Okay, Arthur is on PBS.
Yeah,
I could definitively Sesame Street, except that I say
Sesame Street, and yes.
Also, HBO bought Sesame Street Workshop, so now it's on HBO. Anyway, all that to say, they have a really cool resource that I'd never seen before. We talk a lot, and part of where we're trying to educate ourselves is about world cultures, acceptance of a third gender or transgender or gender nonconforming, like however that is stated in those cultures. And in 2015, the Independent Lens, which is a news report that PBS puts out, created a map of gender diverse cultures around the world. So it's a literal tagged map that shows different spots in the world that have a history of recognizing gender in different ways. And then when you click on those individual spots, it gives you a little synopsis of what that looks like in that culture. And I just thought this was incredible.
This is incredible. Sorry, everyone, if I've not been talking. This is incredible. It like has dots where you can click and like look at each of the different spots where these people would have lived, where these civilization societies and everything would have lived. This is awesome.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a useful tool for us. So I just thought maybe I'd click on a few of these here and then talk a little bit about what I found or what it talks about. I clicked on Indonesia, which has the... I'm going to definitely butcher a lot of these terms because I don't speak any of the languages that are showing here. But the Waria is a term for a third gender in Indonesia for those who are assigned male at birth but live on a continuum of gender identity. I think that's very cool. We've talked before about the Maho in Hawaii, pre-colonialism, again, referring specifically to people who are assigned male at birth, who took on both male and female gender role in their society. The Inca culture has the Kwariwarami, which is a term for androgyny in their culture. Again, thinking about a third gender. One of the things that I'm finding to be a common thread through all of these is that a lot of the historical information specifically cites it as pre-colonialism. And something that Anna and I talk a lot about when we're talking about gender is how white supremacy and colonialism has been the driving force towards binaryism thinking.
Yeah, fuck colonialism. This is interesting. The Aboriginal folks in Australia, they had sister girls and brother boys, which are third gender people. Who sister girls were people who were assigned male at birth who lived as women, and brother boys were people who were assigned female at birth who lived as men. And I think that that's very interesting because this was before the colonial era of Australia, but this is very similar to like our modern interpretation of what trans is, of you're assigned male at birth and then you transition to be a woman. And so you're like a woman now. And I think it's very cool that even before colonialism, we had civilizations that had similar interpretations of gender experiences to us.
Absolutely. I just clicked on Siberia. The Chukchi have nomadic people where their shamans are third gender, and they are believed to be spiritually significant in their culture. And then again, it specifically says the Chukchi were heavily suppressed by Christian missionaries, but now there's a reviving practice happening in Siberia to bring this shamanism back, which I think is incredible. Again, I think we do need to look at these traditional cultures and really honor these traditions because they were so important before colonialism decided to oppress people.
This is another very interesting one. Femminilio, sorry, Italians if I pronounce that entirely wrong, that is Italy. And it roughly translates to little man woman, which is a little derogatory, I think. But they were people who were assigned male at birth who dressed as women and assumed female gender roles in Neapolitan society until the 19th century. Their status in society was privileged and they practiced rituals based on Greek mythology, which is
interesting.
Extremely interesting, right?
Does Andre know about this?
No, I don't know. We'll have to check.
Yeah.
In contemporary Italy, femminilio are seen as good luck and have ritual functions within even some local Catholic rituals and celebrations, which I think is very interesting to me, seeing as how transphobic Catholicism can be.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we'll, in our episode description, but I hope folks find this to be an interesting source, and I think we'll definitely refer back to it as we're continuing to educate people that being trans is not new in this world. It has existed.
It's not a new thing. Hi, I'm Anna, part of a transgender system.
And I'm Cam, your dad.
And this is The Transgenda, a podcast chronicling our transition.
And a cisgender man learning how to support it. I am super excited that we have a new friend, Alex, joining us today on the podcast. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex. Hi. Thanks so much for joining us.
Now, Alex, can you tell us how old you are?
I'm seven.
Seven?
Seven. Oh, my gosh.
What grade does that make you?
First.
First grade.
First.
Are you liking first grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's like the last thing you've learned so far?
Mostly we were doing like pictures of plants.
Oh, okay.
That's important. Nice. Spring is coming. Plants are popping up. We have you on the podcast today. I know you're really interested in starting your own podcast and getting your story out there. And we want to give you a chance to tell your story today. We ask all of our guests the same question, which is tell us everything about yourself. What can you tell us about yourself? What do you like to do?
I don't know.
That's fair.
Good answer. Yeah.
What are you into? What do you do for fun?
Read.
Mm-hmm.
Read. Okay. What kind of books do you like to read?
Mostly graphic novels.
That.
Okay. Wow.
7 years old reading graphic novels? That's incredible. Do you have a favorite?
Not really.
Not really. You just
not really.
Like them all.
Do you have any recommendations for our audience?
Babysitter's Club. Diary of a Wimpy Kid,
yeah,
Dogman, and right. Guts and Smiles.
Guts and Smiles, that's the one I haven't heard of that list that you just gave
us.
Yeah,
I've not heard of that one. Interesting.
So you identify as a trans kid, and we'd love to know more about what that means to you. It's okay if you have to think about it, too.
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know.
Okay, how would you describe how you identify your gender?
Boy.
A boy.
You're a boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
But that's maybe different than what... You, oh, go ahead.
Oh, do you use he, him pronouns?
Sometimes I do she, her.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, all right. That's good to know.
That's great.
How would you like us to refer to you today? Do you want us to do a mix? Do you want us to, like, mainly use
they,
he, him?
They, them.
They, them today? That's great.
Okay,
so
perfect.
You like to use a mix of pronouns. And that's how awesome. Did you figure out that was how you wanted to identify yourself?
I don't know.
You don't know? Was there a time
no,
when that happened?
That's a good answer, too.
Before at the end of kindergarten.
The end of kindergarten.
The end of kindergarten. And what made you say, no, I don't think that being cisgender is the right thing for me?
I don't know.
You don't know? Was it just a moment where you were like, I'm trans now?
Mm-mm.
No.
Had you been feeling that way for a while, and then you just decided in kindergarten, like, this is the time, I'm ready, okay. And how do you feel like your friends reacted to that?
At the beginning of the year, when I started first grade, some kids were like, you're just a girl in disguise.
Oh.
That's really mean.
How do you How'd feel like your friends feel? React? Oh, yeah.
I said no.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I said no, I'm not a girl.
Yeah, that's true. You're not a girl. You're a lot more than that, it sounds like.
Mm. Do you feel like people have come to accept you more now that you've been living your identity more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Alex, I've got a question for you. You're seven, and a lot of people get really concerned that kids don't know anything about their own gender. What do you have to say about that? Do you think that you know your own gender? Yeah. Shaking your head.
Remember, people have to hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say more about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That's acceptable.
And at first grade, something that a lot of people don't think about too is we ask a lot about like friends and stuff, but how have the adults in your life?
Here's what now. Hi, Andrea.
Yeah.
Hi.
How have the adults in your life been about your transition and everything? Have they been supportive? Have your teachers been okay?
Good.
Good.
Now, we have a lot of listeners, and I'm sure they would love to just hear from you. What would you want to tell people about being a trans kid or just living your life as who you are? What do you want people to know?
I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah, sprung that on okay. you. Is there anything you would want to say to other trans kids, like specifically people your own age?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No. No.
All right.
Yeah. How about those kids that maybe don't understand that might still say that you're not a boy or that you, that pronouns are weird?
No.
No.
You tell them no.
Andrea, since we have you on camera, what do you feel like having a trans kid, especially a 7-year-old, and the life of trying to be supportive?
It's me speaking now.
Yeah.
I think Alex is amazing and an awesome, bold, brave, powerful kiddo. And it takes a lot of strength to come to this place and have that sense of self, I think, especially at such a young age.
Yeah.
And I think about, you wouldn't think twice if your kid told you, maybe I don't want to play soccer anymore. Maybe I'm not into art right now. When he says, this is not who I am, and this part of me is not lining up with what I've been given, then I'm here to let him be exactly who that ends up being and letting it play out. And I can't imagine
any other
way. A
great kid and a weirdo, it looks like.
To our listeners who are not able to see what we are seeing, Alex is making the wildest faces I've ever seen, and it is adorable.
So good. With some missing teeth, it's just the best.
How does it feel like to see yourself on camera like that?
Huh? It's pretty good. Yeah. We do often post our videos. Yep. Would that be okay if we posted a video with you making silly faces? Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Andrea, one question that I have is, I came out to Cam when I was about 12, and then I just didn't want to talk about it until I actually came out 18 or so. Having a 7-year-old, that is 5 years of developmental growth that is different from a 12-year-old. What was it like for you to be a parent to then hear your 7-year-old come to you and be like, I don't think I'm a girl, I think that I'm a boy?
I think there's a lot of waves of feeling that go through that first, but it's never been anything for me, but this is just a shift in how we work and not how we love or see or care for him in any way. It's just mostly how do we start to reframe our language and reframe the way we think about things. And when we look at what's the most difficult aspects of it, it's all these socially constructed pieces of how do you sign up for a girl's sport or a boy's sport, or, you know, what class do you put yourself in, or what line do you stand in? And so when those things don't exist, then this pressure to define oneself doesn't exist, and a 7-year-old doesn't have to be able to put themselves in those boxes when they feel that they are not exactly who they were assigned at birth.
Absolutely. And do you have any advice for...
It teaches me a lot every day. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any advice for other parents? That's one of the premises of our podcast, has really been about both caregivers and trans folks and how we support each other. And I just love to hear what would you want other folks to know who have had the same experience as you?
Me?
I think it really does help to... Do you want to talk about that?
No.
I mean, I think for both of us, for both Alex and I, it helps to connect with people having similar stories and similar experiences. Certainly for Alex to know he's not the only one and not alone, and finding a shared combination of resources is always helpful. So Transforming Families has been wonderful. Trans Northland has been wonderful. Just to be able to reach out to others and say, how are you navigating X, Y, and Z? And our ISD 709 school district did put together an amazing policy to support students like Alex in school. And so a lot of us are understanding how they follow it and what they do with that, but we're navigating that as we go as well too. But just know that the safety of being in a community that has created policies like that.
That's huge.
That's awesome.
Alex, what else do you want to add? Do you have other things you want to say? This is your time.
Yeah, this was your chance to tell your story, to say your things, if you feel like it.
That's totally okay, too. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's totally okay. It takes a lot to come onto a podcast and just show your funny faces, let alone to tell your whole story. So thank you so much for sharing what you have and for making us laugh.
Oliver, can you come here for a second?
I want you to meet Oliver. Oliver is 8, and he has a YouTube channel.
Oh, we watched it this morning.
Oliver, this is Alex. Alex, this is Oliver.
Yeah, they're doing...
Here he is, a famous YouTuber.
It'd be fun to get you together. Oliver was just over at Dylan's house.
Does he know Dylan and Ryan Dietzman?
Yes, I was just about to tell you that. We were just over there yesterday, so I'm hoping maybe we all could do a play date at some point.
They're our cousins.
Oh, They're awesome.
What kind of YouTube channel would you have?
Skateboarding.
We'll set that up, okay? If you'd like that for you and Ollie to hang out at some point. He can show you all the tricks. He has a Geometry Dash channel. That's what he likes to do.
Yeah. That's when you're watching his channel?
No, we saw his channel.
We saw it. Cool.
I don't have a YouTube channel. I want to have a YouTube channel.
You had talked about how you wanted to have a podcast. What is it you would do on yours?
Get money.
What? Hey, then you're going to have to teach us because we've been doing this for 3 years now and we're still losing money.
Nope. That's not how it works. That's not how it looks on YouTube. Huh?
You're an amazing kid. We're really happy we got to talk to you today. And your silly faces.
Thank you both. Thank you both so much.
They turn off the camera and say, oh, I wish I had said that. You feel like you got it all out of your
head. I like skateboarding.
Skateboarding? See, that's what I was looking for earlier. I didn't know you were a skateboarder. Where do you go skateboarding?
The skate park is closed over here until May 1st. And it's mostly wet outside and my wheels can't get wet, so can't skateboard yet.
Not yet, but soon.
You're over here, aren't you?
Yeah.
In the house.
I have a skateboard in the house right now. It's over there in your room.
Oh my gosh.
You say thank you for having us?
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
And not my mother. I'm totally not my mother.
You're a goof. I love it. You two have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
It's just me over here. There's no other person.
Oh, I know that Alex is like super talkative and has a lot to say, but this is how it was with Oliver too. Like the minute you get them in front of the microphone, they're just like totally clam up. Like I've got nothing to say.
They have no clue what to do.
I'm not telling the cops anything.
Pronouns. He, him, she, her, they, them. Who the fuck are you? The cops don't tell you anything.
My pronouns are ACAB.
That was an incredible interview with Alex. And
it was so fun.
That was awesome.
I love having kiddos on our podcast.
For so many people, it's hard for them to like hear the voices of trans youth, especially like when they are young, like 7, 8, even 5-year-olds. And so I think it's so important that even though Alex may not have wanted to talk very much on the podcast here, he at least told us part of his story and could show so many people that trans youth, trans kiddos are still a really important piece of society and life.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alex and Andrea, for sharing your time with us and telling that story. It's really important. And if you are in Minnesota and you have a trans kid, again, another shout out to Transforming Families, which is our statewide resource for parents and children who are needing resource or community. Really great organization. And I'm biased because I just joined their board as well. So I feel extra strong about them as an organization.
Also, obligatory shout out to Trans Northland. If you are at all in the Duluth area or the Northland at all, Trans Northland is a great resource. So please reach out to us as well. We're happy to help out.
If you have questions about transitioning or supporting someone who is transitioning and you'd like us to talk about it on the show, please shoot an email to questions@transgenderpod.com, click the chat with us button on our website, or DM us on social media. And if you'd like to support the show, and if you want to enter our new chat that is exclusive to paid members, you can become a patron on our Patreon.
Woo! Clate, my grandfather.
My daddy.
Our latest backstage pass level patron, thank you so much for supporting us. And be sure to check out our episode description for links to resources on today's topics, especially that incredible map resource that Cam has found from PBS.
Very cool. Don't forget, we offer shout outs. Click the shout out button on our website to promote your business, say happy birthday to a friend, or share just about anything else that's appropriate with transgender listeners. And it also goes to support the show. Thanks for listening. I've been Cam.
I've been Anna.
And this has been The Transgenda.
Love you all, except the bigots.